Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Osborne. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Osborne. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde Sukforth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eeper Rixey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Eeper Rixey. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen, who is chasing the ball. McMillan reaches third base with a triple. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beck moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rixey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stripp fields it and throws to home to get Beck. Hornsby moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Sukforth and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rixey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler, who is chasing the ball. Swanson reaches third base with a triple. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to home to get Swanson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, With the score, the Cubs won, and the Reds won. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rixey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a line drive into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Reds won. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eparixi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rixey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Reds won. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sickforth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive to center field. Allen throws towards first. Kelly fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kelly. Hornsby scores. Kyler goes all the way around to score. Stevenson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Footsie Blair now playing second base. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Swanson hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritz hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 1 in the game. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Kelly, and towards Kritz, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a pop-up towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Kelly moves to third. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 1 in the game. Sickforth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kelly scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Moore now playing center field. Chick Tolson now playing first base. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 1 in the game. Stripp hits a pop-up towards first. Tolson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Iparixi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rixi is 0 for 1 in the game. Rixi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Rixi moves to second. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kritz hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 2 in the game. Osborne strikes out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stripp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sickforth hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair bunts in front of the plate. Sickforth fields it and throws to first for the out. Beck moves to second. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 2 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Iparixi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rixi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rixi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stripp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 3 in the game. Kritz bunts in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson scores. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly strikes out. 2 outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beck moves to third. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sickforth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ford is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 3 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to second. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly fields the ball and throws to Rixey covering. Safe. Kyler moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive to left field. Swanson throws towards the plate. Sickforth fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sickforth. Kyler scores. Stevenson scores. Tolson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root is called out on strikes. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tolson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Gooch pinch hits for Eparixi. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 3 in the game. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kritz for the out. Swanson moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.